There's a motion down before this morning's meeting of Kerry County Council. It's the final meeting of the year, taking place at the home base, of course, of the Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Councillor Mike Foley in Ballylongford. But Councillor Angie Bailey of Fine Gael has a motion down asking that Kerry County Council write to the Minister for Health, the Minister for Justice, the HSE and the National Ambulance Service, calling for the development and implementation of stronger measures to address the misuse of emergency ambulance resources. And Councillor Bailey is with me on the line. Councillor Bailey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all your listeners.
Now, what prompted this motion? What do you mean by misuse of emergency resources?
Jerry, probably about 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, my mother had, we'd call an ambulance for her. She had some internal bleeding. We were absolutely terrified, but I have never before called an ambulance. So I actually had to think twice before I did. And I rang my sister. She said, absolutely. Now, the ambulance crew were absolutely fantastic. They put everyone at ease. They were out in my house in Ballymac within 15 minutes. And after, during the day, they came in to find my mother just to check in on her. And I was with her. And I asked them where sometimes the bad news stories that we often hear about come from. And they said it was completely through the misuse of non-urgent medical requests, the use of the ambulance as a taxi service when you're in difficult to find locations or when people don't have a car of their own. They said they have had some requests that really probably just need a bit of ointment, maybe on a sore toe or a plaster. And every single one of these calls will ultimately waste time and could result in someone losing their lives. And it just got me thinking that we have fines for different things. There's, you know, an amount of money that will have to be paid if there's a fire brigade called. But the ambulance service is very much already under huge pressure time-wise. Kerry is a very, very large county, so having to get from A to B might take quite a amount of time. This time is very, very critical. If you have someone who is really sick or someone who believes that they are experiencing life-threatening conditions, and this is absolutely not a motion for those people who truly believe that they need an ambulance.
Because yeah, we were that's fair to say. But you've been told of examples of just ridiculous reasons for calling the ambulance.
People
a total waste.
In far out places of Kerry, Jerry, and they can't get a taxi. So they call an ambulance. They get brought, the ambulance crew have then to bring these people back to the hospital for fear that something would happen to them on the roadside. Those people then turn on their heels and they walk out of the hospital.
That's shocking.
I mean, Jerry, it's shocking. It would make your blood boil to think that our ambulance services at any time of day or night when they're called out what they believe is an emergency, and even the psychological effect that this will have on them prepping themselves for what could be a serious case as it was with my mother, or another case where it may be an accident and you find that people have just been completely abusing the system. And this isn't even a hoax call where someone pretends to be doing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think at the moment there are penalties for that, but I believe that prosecutions are quite infrequent. I believe that enforcement is rare on issues like this. But I think that we really need to have more support available to find out which is the call that really needs immediate attention, as in the case of my mother, and which cases are those who are completely abusing the system that we have that's already under immense pressure.
Yeah, yeah. Because at the moment, today in University Hospital Kerry, there will be ambulances that bring emergency cases in and they will have to wait in a queue probably because of the pressure in the hospital for bed space because of the flu surge that we're having at the moment. They'll already, that's another example of how they're under pressure in terms of the time it takes to discharge patients from the ambulance into a struggling hospital, let alone the demands that are on them generally, let alone then nonsense calls effectively that are taking up like incredibly valuable time.
Absolutely. I see on the National Ambulance Service's post here that in 2024 they received 703 hoax calls. And they had this up around Halloween because that's when they received the majority of their hoax calls. I mean, that's just you know, ridiculous that we have people.
And you're not even, are there numbers for the non-emergency calls that they are asked to take, the ones you're talking about, that they shouldn't ever be involved in?
Yeah, dropping something on your toe and calling an ambulance. I mean, most of us, Jerry, if you drop something on your toe, there might be a couple of expletives that you'd prefer not to remember later. But generally, you take a moment, you look at your toe, you know, if you can kind of move it. But even if you can't move it, you get a taxi. And, you know, you don't be using, you cannot use our ambulance services for small incidents like this, especially now the flu season. We have...
With the pressure, you mentioned as well specifically in relation to recent HICWA recommendations that there should be a dedicated national telephone service for acute non-urgent medical needs to in order to redirect these type of cases away from ambulance crews.
Absolutely. So say, for instance, you do drop something on your toe when you're cooking. Maybe you burn yourself, so that you have a phone number that you can call and you can say, this is what happened. You know, my hand looks like this. My toe feels like this. Is it a throbbing pain? What kind of a pain is it? I mean, when my son comes in from sport and he says he's got a sore ankle, we're not even going to be going to A&E with that ankle because we want to see how it progresses. And in fact, we've never actually ended up going into A&E, just to show that if we were going in, that would be a waste on the resources. And it's not like, you know, with small children, sometimes you don't know. You have to take precaution. With elderly people, you have to take precaution. You know, if there's any trouble with their breathing, if they're not being very coherent in their words, these are the type of cases that we do need to be able to make that phone call and see, do we need an ambulance? Other times, we possibly need to make that phone call, but 99% of the time, an ambulance will not be necessary. But I don't think people are actually going through that process of thought in really thinking about the injury that they have or how they're feeling and the consequences of this. And ultimately, the people who suffer then are those who do need the ambulance.
Yeah, the real emergency cases. You're requesting the Minister for Justice as well, Angie, with the National Ambulance Service to introduce national guidelines and stronger, I suppose, legislation to sanction deliberate or negligent misuse of ambulance services.
Absolutely. So proper sanctions for the hoax call, proper sanctions for those who use the ambulance service as a taxi call, as a taxi service, and then turn on their heels as soon as they get to the hospital. And only through that, I believe, I mean, I think money hurts everyone. You know, Jerry, if you're asking people to pay fines, that's the ultimate way to get them to not to do something if there is going to be financial penalties on it. But we need to be able to protect the individuals who call in good faith. And I really want to make that clear that this is not me trying to scaremonger people out of ringing an ambulance, because when you need an ambulance, as we did 2 months ago, you need to be able to feel confident enough that the ambulance service can reach you. And they were so unbelievably professional. I mean, they walked into my mother's house, they clarified questions with me immediately. They had me at ease, had my mother at ease, and then they were able to get on with what they needed to do. And everybody in need of an ambulance should be entitled to that experience of calmness, of being confident in the service that you have called upon, not waiting because your ambulance could have been called out to Ballinskellig's because someone can't find a taxi.
Yeah. Okay, Angie, you're hoping for a response from all the bodies involved to your suggestion to try and tackle this on both sides. Number one, a separate phone line perhaps, maybe, and maybe an awareness campaign as well, probably to make people aware that this is what should not be done and this is who you call if you're in this category and not abusing emergency service. And then obviously the response from the Department of Justice about penalties.
Absolutely. But I also think that this has to be done in conjunction with our National Ambulance Service, with our crews on the ground, because they're the ones who can see exactly what is happening. These are the crew that
they know the nonsense calls. They know they've been asked that they don't need to be or shouldn't be at. So they have the experience.
So this cannot be a desk report that doesn't take into account the lived experiences of our emergency crews, the incredible work they do and what they're facing and what it does to them when they can clearly see that this system is being abused and misused.
Okay, all right. Councillor Angie Bailey, we'll leave it there. We'll see what happens in response to that motion. But thanks for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning. Give us your view on that. What do you think? Is this a good idea? These calls, these nonsense calls, non-emergency calls, people who are calling the ambulance for all those sort of reasons that shouldn't be, that's taking up time from real emergencies and valuable ambulance time, which is at a premium anyway in a county like Kerry, and that there should be stronger penalties. Do you have any examples yourselves of what you've come across in relation to it, or would you support that call for harsh penalties and financial penalties to be in place for people who misuse our emergency services in this way?